Chapter 14, The Yoga of the Division of the Three Gunas. The Holy Lord said, I shall tell you supreme knowledge, which is the best of all knowledge, having known which all the sages attained to highest perfection. Resorting to this knowledge, they attain identity with me. At creation they are not born, nor tremble at its dissolving. For me, great Brahma is the womb, and in that do I place the egg, the origin of all beings, then comes from that Oparita. Whatever be the forms produced within all wombs, son of Kunti, of them Brahma is the great womb, and I the seed-casting father. Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas, these gunas born of Prakriti, bind fast in the body him who is indestructible embodied. Sattva is stainless, luminous, and free from defect, yet it binds by attachment to happiness and by attachment to knowledge. No Rajas's nature is passion, producing thirst and attachment. It binds fast the embodied one by the attachment to action. Tamas is born of ignorance, stupefying the embodied. It binds by miscomprehension, indolence, and sleep bharata. Sattva attaches to happiness, Rajas to action parata, and tamas, obscuring knowledge, attaches unto delusion. Sattva prevails over Rajas and tamas, and Rajas prevails over sattva and tamas over sattva Rajas. When through each sense of the body the light of knowledge clearly shines, then it should be known that sattva is there fully predominant. Activity, undertaking of actions, greed, unrest, longing. When Rajas is predominant, all these arise, O Bharata. Darkness, inertness, heedlessness, and delusion, all these arise when Tamas is predominant, O descendant of the Kurus. If the embodied one meets death when sattva is predominant, then he attains the stainless realms of the knowers of the highest.